And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 29th of November, 2010, the birthday of Louisa May Alcott, born Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1832. The author, of course, of Little Women, published 1868, a book which has been adapted into many stage plays, an opera, Broadway musical, several Japanese anime films, and about a dozen Hollywood movies, starring Katharine Hepburn, Elizabeth Taylor, Susan Sarandon, Kirsten Dunst, and Claire Danes. It also inspired the novel which won the 2006 Pulitzer Prize, Geraldine Brooks's March, a retelling of Little Women from the point of view of the girl's father. And 2 years ago, a dual biography of Louisa May Alcott and her dad won the Pulitzer Prize for biography, John Madison's Eden's Outcasts, the story of Louisa May Alcott and her father. Little Women, which begins, "Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents," grumbled Joe, lying on the rug. "It's so dreadful to be poor," sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress. "I don't think it's fair for some girls to have plenty of pretty things and other girls nothing at all," added little Amy, with an injured sniff. "We've got father and mother and each other," said Beth contentedly from her corner. The four young faces on which the firelight shone brightened at the cheerful words. It's the birthday of C.S. Lewis, born in Belfast, 1898, the writer who said, "When I was 10, I read fairy tales in secret, and would have been ashamed if I had been found doing so. Now that I am 50, I read them openly. When I became a man, I put away childish things, including the fear of childishness and the desire to be very grown up." C.S. Lewis, who wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, the story of four children sent away from London because of wartime air raids, and also theological books, The Screwtape Letters, in which a demon writes to his nephew, and The Great Divorce, where residents of hell take a bus ride to heaven, and Mere Christianity. C.S. Lewis, who said, "Miracles are a retelling in small letters of the very same story which is written across the whole world in letters too large for some of us to see." Here's a poem for today by Sharon Olds, His Stillness. "The doctor said to my father, 'You asked me to tell you when nothing more could be done. That's what I'm telling you now.' My father sat quite still, as he always did, especially not moving his eyes. I had thought he would rave if he understood he would die, wave his arms and cry out. He sat up, thin and clean, in his clean gown, like a holy man. 'The doctor said there are things we can do which might give you time, but we cannot cure you.' My father said, 'Thank you.' And he sat motionless, alone, with the dignity of a foreign leader. I sat beside him. This was my father. He had known he was mortal. I had feared they would have to tie him down. I had not remembered he had always held still and kept quiet to bear things, the liquor away to keep still. I had not known him. My father had dignity. At the end of his life began to wake in me." His Stillness, a poem by Sharon Olds from her collection Strike Sparks, published by Random House, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.